Support for KPLU comes from the Villages of Ocean Shores, a new community on the Washington coast for adults over 55. Presenting 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos for sale and rent, the Villages' large floor plans include fireplaces and decks. Located close to the beach, golf course, and casino, online at thevillagesofoceanshores.com.
Thank you for a great time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
I'm glad we did.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Daniela Schechter. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beach Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Mike Rucci, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is Piano Jazz, SCETV Radio, 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program you may have missed, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll find a link to subscribe to our weekly Piano Jazz preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.
All About Jazz calls him one of the most exciting, sought-after instrumentalists over the past decade, trumpeter Thomas Marriott. He's been featured at some of the finest jazz clubs and festivals in the Western Hemisphere. And Sunday, July 12th, the Thomas Marriott Quartet is the centerpiece of the first KPLU Jazz Cruise of the season. Fabulous scenery, a lavish brunch buffet, and award-winning music. Join us. Thanks to Isernio's Sausage for their support. Reservations and information are at kplu.org.
Keep it tuned to KPLU. Coming up next, it's The Art of Jazz with your host, Ken Wiley. Support for KPLU comes from
Build Green of Whatcom County, in partnership with Northwest Energy Star, helping to create safe, healthy, resource-efficient homes and improve and protect the natural resources of Whatcom County. Information at builtgreenwhatcom.org and northwestenergystar.com.
Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm continuing with the letter T in the alphabetical presentation of some of the artists. Jack Teagarden now, trombonist, vocalist, with Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. This is an interesting recording because it was supposed to be a gathering for making a record, and something happened, and they were waiting around. The recording engineer fortunately recorded what they were doing while they were waiting. And this is a blues called Knockin' a Jug.
Thank you.
Jack Teagarden and friends in a recording studio waiting to make a record, which they didn't do. And the recording engineer, fortunately, making a master of what it was they were warming up on, which they named Knocking a Jug, because they were passing a jug around, having a good time. Louis Armstrong, trumpet. Jack Teagarden, trombone. Happy Caldwell on tenor sax. Joe Sullivan at the piano. Eddie Lang, guitar. Kaiser Marshall on the drums. Knocking a Jug for OK Records, March 1929. Now, Teagarden with the band led by Red McKenzie, and it's called the Mound City Blue Blowers. Blue blowing was a gimmick in a way. It's like the kazoo. McKenzie was able to take a comb, his comb, and put wax paper on it and hum and make a certain sound. And McKenzie had quite a fine voice. We're going to hear two, and I'm going to come in after the first one because I want to lead into the next piece. Jack Teagarden playing his trombone with the Mound City Blue Blowers for Victor Records, 1929. Never had a reason to believe in you. Jack Teagarden with the Mound City Blue Blowers, with Red McKenzie singing and playing his comb wrapped with wax paper. Blue blowing, he called it. Jack Bland playing guitar. Eddie Condon, banjo. Al Morgan, string bass. And Josh Billings on the drums. Now the band's going to do Tailspin Blues. And what Teagarden did for a while in his career was he would play the trombone the regular way, and then he would take the trombone apart. The trombone's two pieces, one the bell section and one the slide section. And he would replace the bell section with a water glass, which he'd turn upside down and put the end of the top end of the slide section into that, and it makes a different sound, but he's playing it. So here, the Mound City Blue Blowers, 1929, for Victor Jack Teagarden playing straight trombone and then water glass trombone. Jack Teagarden disassembling his trombone, using a water glass instead of the bell, playing a beautiful blues there for you. Red McKenzie on comb, Jack Bland guitar, Eddie Condon banjo, Al Morgan bass, Josh Billings playing the drums, and Tailspin Blues, Victor Records, 1929. Now, I wanted to talk about that water glass because the most famous one is the one coming up now, which was a concert by Louis Armstrong's All-Stars, in which Jack Teagarden was a member, 1947. Joe Primrose wrote this, and it's St. James Infirmary. Teagarden plays straight trombone and then the water glass. Louis Armstrong and Bobby Hackett here, Hackett, talked later about the thrill of being in this concert with his mentor. And Peanuts Hocko is here playing tenor saxophone. Dick Carey sitting in for Earl Hines at the piano. Bobby Haggard on string bass and the great Sid Catlett on drums. St. James Infirmary, featuring Jack Teagarden. Jack Teagarden singing, playing the trombone, straight, and water glass version of that. With Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars in Concert, 1947, recorded by RCA Victor Records. And St. James Infirmary, written by Joe Primrose. The fine piano in there by Dick Carey, Bobby Haggard, string bass, Sid Catlett, drums. All of that. Before I get to Teagarden and his own orchestra to end Chapter 1 of Jack Teagarden, let me get to business here. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Sound Community Bank, a local community bank. Current housing market conditions and new government incentives mean that more people are considering buying a home. Information on Sound Community Bank's home loan programs is available at soundcb.com.
In 1931, Jack Teagarden recorded for Columbia Records in his own orchestra, where he sang and played the trombone, straight trombone. He hired Fats Waller to assist him in some vocalizing and good fun to play the piano. and others I will mention after we hear them. That's What I Like About You, written by Walter Donaldson, and You Rascal, You, written by the blues vocalist Sam Third, Jack Teagarden and his orchestra, 1931.
Big and fat.
Don't talk about my philosophy now.
You never got no dough.
It's supposed to have none.
You drink too much gin.
Always drink my giant.
And you're tired.
Always tired.
You don't do anything I like.
Well, you know I like everything that you like.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you like the skies of blue?
Honey, you know I love the skies of blue. And another thing, I love everything that you love.
That's what I like about you. Looks like you can read my mind.
Honey, looks like your face done signed. And nothing, I love everything that you like.
That's what I like about you. Do you like a breakfast table?
Honey, shut your mouth. That's him right there.
Double check on that breakfast table.
With an extra chair for baby, huh? Well, we're getting somewhere. Let's get together.
Heaven shines above.
Listen to me.
Looks like the dawn of love.
Let me, hot papa. You know I love everything that you like.
That's what I like about you.
When you're dead, you rascal, you. Yeah.
Yes, my wife to wash your clothes, you rascal, you. Yes, my wife to wash that dirty shirt, you rascal, you. Yes, my wife to wash your clothes, something else, I suppose. Be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Wrong, you rascal, you.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You know you done me wrong, you rascal, you.
You're wrong again, I tell you.
You know you done me wrong. You done stole my wife and gone to St. Louis.
What?
Be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
You wrong.
You asked my wife for a meal, you rascal, you.
Well, that's all I wanted was a meal.
Ask my wife for a meal, you rascal, you.
What more was it for me to ask for?
You asked my wife for a meal, and some else you tried to steal.
Oh, no.
Be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
You're wrong again.
There ain't no use to run, you rascal, you.
And where you think I'm gonna run to?
There ain't no use to run, you rascal, you.
I ain't gonna run nowhere.
There ain't no use to run.
Why?
Well, I'll pip a pistol at you.
What? Oh, mercy.
Be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Jack Teagarden and his orchestra, 1931, for Columbia Records. That's What I Like About You, written by Walter Donaldson. Teagarden singing and playing the trombone. Fats Waller talking and playing the piano. Pee Wee Russell clarinet. Charlie Teagarden, Jack's brother, playing trumpet. And the bass sax melody was Adrian Rollini. You Rascal You, written by Sam Third. Teagarden and Waller again, and a fine trumpet solo by Sterling Bowes. Jack Teagarden, 1931, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the MBA programs at the University of Washington, Bothell. Their technology MBA and their new leadership MBA in Bellevue can each be completed in 22 months of evening classes. Fall applications are currently being accepted. Info at uwb.edu/MBA.
That last piece, You Rascal You, as I mentioned, was written by vocalist Sam Third. And here he is with his band, a trio, 1929 for Brunswick. He hired Charles Cowcow Davenport to play the piano and Tampa Red to play the guitar.
Get your mind on it, Mama. Get your mind on it. We want to do that doodling back. Everybody down my way, going insane. About that dance, ain't got no name. It's called doodle it back. Oh, doodle it back. Don't you never let me catch you doing that doodle it back. Ain't nothing to do, that's a natural fact. All you gotta do is just wiggle your back. That's a doodle it back. Oh, doodle it back. Don't you never let me catch you doing that doodle it back. Oh, get your mind on it, Mama, get your mind on it. My gal stayed out till 3:30, come waking me up, start worrying me by doodle it back. She wants to doodle it back. Don't you you never let me catch you doing that doodly-bye. Boy, my grandma get my grandpa told, say, look, dear boy, done got too old to doodly-bye. You can't doodly-bye. Don't you never let me catch you doing that doodly-bye. Keep your mind on it, Mama. Keep your mind on it. Now you're doing that doodly-bye. My mama and my daddy too done it so much till they got the flu. That doodly-bye, too much doodly-bye. Don't you never let me catch you doing that doodly-bye. The doctor came, shook his head, said, boy, your folks is almost dead from doodly-bye. Too much doodly-bye. Don't you never let me catch you doing that doodly-bye. Got a gal, she just don't understand. She don't know what I mean when I hold her hand. She looks so dumb, she acts so cold. Late last night, I had to get her told. Get your mind on it, Mama. You know what I want to do. Now when you do something, don't you do it wrong. Don't do it for a moment, do it all night long. You told me you could love me, you could make me glad. But Mama, when I tried you, I found you sad. Get your mind on it, Mama, you know what I want to do. I knocked on your door about 6:30. You wouldn't let me in so I could get it fixed. That's the reason why we fuss and fight. Cause you won't do the same thing every night. Get your mind on it, Mama. You know what I want to do. That I can't see. You can skydive, but can't ski-dive. Now I'm long and tall, I don't look so bad. And I got something you ain't never had. Get your mind on it, Mama. You know what I want to do. When I ask you a question, you act like you're scared. You always laugh and shake your head. If you keep stalling night and day, I plead to my soul that you're funny that way. Get your mind on it, Mama. You know what I want to do.
Lovin' Sam Third singing for you, 1929 for Brunswick, on piano, Cow-Cow Davenport, on guitar, Tampa Red. Cow-Cow and Sam Third wrote Doodle It Back and Get Your Mind on It, 1929, as I said. Tampa Red, doing fine work. He made dozens and dozens of records, Tampa Red did. That's something. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Dairy Farmers of Washington, contributing to the table, the state's economy, and striving to maintain a healthy environment for cows and people. More on how dairy families are working to keep milk pure, fresh, and local online at akeyingredient.com.
Now to pianist Billy Taylor. This is at the Storyville Club, George Wein's club in Boston. Recorded by Roost Records, 1952. Billy Taylor on the piano. Charlie Mingus string bass and Marquise Foster on drums. Tad Damon wrote this. It's called Lady Bird.
Thank you.
On the Job with Billy Taylor Trio at the Storyville Club in Boston, 1952, for Roost Records. Lady Bird, written by Tad Dameron. Taylor at the piano, Charlie Mingus string bass, and Marquis Foster playing the drums. Now, as a sideman, so we say, part of the rhythm section of Coleman Hawkins' All-Stars, 1954 for Jazz Tone Society Records. Emmett Berry plays the trumpet, Eddie Burt the trombone, Coleman Hawkins leading and playing the tenor saxophone, Billy Taylor on piano, Milt Hinton bass, Joe Jones on the drums. We will hear If I Had You, Out of Nowhere, and Get Happy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins All-Stars, 1954, for Jazztone Society Records, with Billy Taylor at the piano, Emmett Berry trumpet, Eddie Burt trombone, Coleman Hawkins playing the tenor saxophone, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Well, we heard If I Had You, written by Jimmy Campbell, Reg Conley, and Ted Shapiro, in 1928, Out of Nowhere by Johnny Green, 1931, and Get Happy by Harold Arlen, 1930. Arlen brings you Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that one. He's all over the place. Billy Taylor also, and went on and has been doing education. They had... traveling jazz bus. I go around town, stop and play and talk to the kids. What a great idea. I don't know how long ago that was, but not too long ago in his great career, Billy Taylor. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Let's go to Dallas, 1932, Victor Records, guitarist and singer Ramblin' Thomas.
I'm dirty groundhog, been rooting in my backyard. I'm dirty groundhog, been rooting in my backyard. Anyway, he sure have broke my heart. He roots every morning, and he roots late at night. He roots every morning, and he roots late at night. And the way my baby treats me, he must be rootin' all right. And if I see him, I'm gonna tell you what I'm going to do. And if I see him, I'm gonna tell you what I'm going to do. Gonna take my knife, put it rooted at Hastings too. but I thought it was rooting right straight down. I know it was rooting, but I thought it was rooting right straight down. When I come to find out, he was rooting all the way around. Shake it slow, you got to shake it before I go. Oh, shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it like I like it. You know what it's all about. You can shake it out, you can shake it in. Shake it once, you got to shake it again. Oh, shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it like I like it. You know what it's all about. You can shake it in, you can shake it out. Shake it once, you gotta shake it twice. Oh, shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it like I like it. You know what it's all about. You can shake it up, you can shake it down, but rambling tongues want you to shake it around. Oh, shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it like I like it. You know what it's all about. Ah, shake it, gal. Shake it slow, you can shake it fast. Shake it, me got to shake a weak ankle. Oh, shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it like I like it. You know what it's all about. You shook my brother into a fit. Now you can shake me until I shut my mouth. Oh, shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it, gal, shake it. Shake it like I like it. You know what it's all about.
Dallas, Texas, 1932 for Victor Records. That's Ramblin' Thomas. And truthy, he wrote Groundhog Blues and Shake It Gal. And you listen to his guitar, it's fascinating to me, that sound, because it's elsewhere outside this art. Actually, not quite. If you listen to East Indian music, which is improvised after the rag is played, and the sitar sounds very much like that. Ramblin' Thomas, Dallas, 1932 for Victor Records. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Comcast, reminding listeners that as of June 12th, all TV stations are now only available in digital format. Without a digital converter, digital TV, or cable, viewers cannot get any signal. More information on how to get channels back at comcast.com/DTV.
From Ramblin' Thomas now to Cecil Taylor Quintet, 1958 for United Artists. Meaning Kenny Dorham on trumpet, John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, Cecil Taylor at the piano, Chuck Israel's bass, Louis Hayes on the drums. Thank you. Cecil Taylor, 1958, for United Artists. Kenny Durham on trumpet, John Coltrane tenor saxophone, Cecil Taylor piano, Chuck Israels bass, and Louis Hayes on the drums. Just Friends by John Klenner, and Like Someone in Love by Jimmy Van Heusen. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Pullman Chamber of Commerce. The Palouse area offers photography enthusiasts rolling wheat fields in bloom with backdrops of 100-year-old barns and homesteads. More information on hotels, dining, and photography ideas at pullmanchamber.com.
Well, from Cecil Taylor to Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton.
I ain't no fool neither. Don't be laughing at me because I slipped and fell on the floor. You ain't nothing but a big old juice head yourself, you know. I ain't no fool, but you can think so if you want to, daddy. But you get the biggest, the most shocking, doggone surprise of your life. I know I'm sharp and I knock you out, but I don't dig that jab about the mopping me looking like a bowl of sour. Did you tell anybody that I was putting that ball in the door? Daddy, where you get the biggest, the most shocking, the doggone surprise of your life? Yes, I'm surprised. But I ain't no fool for nobody. You better know it, Daddy. Oh, you better stop all that old bullshit you talk about. A picture on an eye doctor. You better go on. Stop messing with me. Daddy. Cause you get the biggest, the most shocking, doggone the surprise of your life. If you don't watch what you do and say, they'll know where to find you every decoration day. Cause I ain't no fool. Hello,
Big Mama Thornton in Los Angeles, 1953, for Peacock Records. She wrote both of them. I Ain't No Fool Either and The Big Change. Johnny Otis, his orchestra, Otis on vibes, Don Johnson on trumpet, George Washington playing the trombone, and it's beyond me how he can get that sound with those wooden teeth. Jimmy Von Streeter on tenor, Fred Ford baritone saxophone, Devonia Williams on piano, Pete Lewis guitar, Al Winston string bass, and Leard Bell playing the drums, all behind Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton. Okay, get my notes up here. Bobby Troup, 1957. Thank you. Bobby Troup Septet in Los Angeles, 1957, for Mode Records. Troup playing the piano and doing the arrangement. Stella by Starlight by Victor Young. And Makin' Whoopee by Walter Donaldson. Stu Williamson, trumpet. Bob Enevolson, valve trombone. Ted Nash, tenor saxophone. Ronnie Lang, flute and baritone sax. Troup piano. Buddy Clark, bass. And Mel Lewis playing the drums. Bobby Troup right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Build Green of Whatcom County, in partnership with Northwest Energy Star, helping to create safe, healthy, resource-efficient homes and improve and protect the natural resources of Whatcom County. Information at builtgreenwhatcom.org and northwestenergystar.com.
Now to bring in for your listening pleasure a bass trumpet. That's right, played by Cyril Tuff, T-O-U-F-F. Known as Psy, Chicago, 1958, for Argo Records. Sandy Moss playing tenor, Ed Higgins piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Marty Clausen on drums. Psy Tuff, bass trumpet.
Thank you.
Cy Tuff, his bass trumpet in Chicago, 1958 for Argo Records. Sandy Moss playing tenor, Ed Higgins piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Marty Clausen playing the drums. Cyril's Dream, that's Cy's first name, written and arranged with the band by Al Cohn. The Lamp Is Low comes from Maurice Ravel. I'm trying to remember what it is. Pavon for a Dead Princess, I think. Peter DeRose got a hold of it and made it The Lamp Is Low. And Ernie Wilkins, arrangement for the band. He calls it Tough. Tough. Sigh, Tough. Let's go to Chicago in 1929 now. Vocalist and guitarist Henry Townsend.
Oh, you missed.
you must remember, baby, one time you was a child.
Guitar and vocalist Henry Townsend, Chicago, 1929, for Columbia Records. Poor Man Blues and Mistreated Blues, Henry Townsend. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you, and you, and you. Second chapter now of Jack Teagarden. If you just started listening to the program, I've been doing the alphabet of some of the artists in this music. Letter T, of course, now. Teagarden, I left off with his band in 31 and jumped to his time with Louis Armstrong in 1947 for RCA Victor Records. Teagarden will play the trombone and do vocalizing. Louis Armstrong, the trumpet and vocalizing. Bobby Hackett, trumpet. Peanuts Hucko, clarinet and tenor. Ernie Caceres, clarinet and baritone saxophone. Johnny Granieri, celeste and piano, Al Casey, guitar, Al Hall on bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums.
Thank you. got me.
Old rocking chair got your father.
Came by my side.
You came by your side.
Fetch me a drink of water there, son.
You know it ain't no water you want, father.
For I tan your hide.
Gonna tan my hide.
Can't get from this cabin.
What cabin choking, father?
Ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere, no.
Just sitting here grabbing.
Grabbing.
At the flies round this rocking chair.
Rocking chair, Lord.
Do you remember old Aunt Harriet?
Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven she be?
Heaven she be, baby.
Send me a sweet chariot.
Oh, chariot.
At the end of the trouble I see.
My sweet chariot.
Old rocking chair gets it.
Old rocking chair, get it, father.
Judgment day's almost, yeah.
Judgment day's, yeah.
Change.
Sing it, father.
To my old rocking chair.
Look at that, father. Dig this.
Yeah.
Old rocking chair got it, father.
I sure it beat.
You can't lay by your side.
Can't even pick that up no more.
I ain't got no water, father.
Well, you better start running.
You're gonna tan my hide.
You said it, you said it.
You can't get from this cabin.
No, I done been wise,
why? No, father. But you ain't going nowhere. You sitting up grabbing.
Yeah.
Grabbing.
Yeah.
You grabbing. The flies round the old rocking chair.
It sure is bothersome.
Rocking chair. Remember old Aunt Harriet?
Yeah, long in heaven she be gay. Let's see, let's see.
Way up in heaven she be.
I hope.
I don't know who said. Oh, fetch me a chariot, a chariot.
I've got your ride.
End of the time, trouble I've seen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, rocking chair, get it.
Yeah.
Rocking chair, get it.
Yeah.
And judgment day. Oh, judgment day, yeah, judgment day, yeah. You sit in your chain, you rock it, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Future you won't care. won't be another to treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, dear. To treat you like a brother. Oh, someday you'll be sorry, dear. This morning, feeling weary and blue.
Oh, I woke up this afternoon, but I felt the same way too. Oh, too.
That makes us partners in sorrow. We've got blues enough for two.
I've got blues to spare, blues to share.
I've got blues in my heart and blues in my head.
The mood is hard to lose. Why don't we pool these blues until we start to feel all right?
Okay, we partners in sorrow with the 50-50 blues tonight.
Jack Teagarden singing and playing his trombone in Louis Armstrong's orchestra, June 1947 for RCA Victor Records. Jack Armstrong Blues, Rockin' Chair, written by Hoagie Carmichael. Someday You'll Be Sorry, written by Louis Armstrong. And 50-50 Blues by Billy Moore, Jr. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Technology Management MBA at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business, the MBA for technology professionals. Details on this work-compatible program at an evening info session June 15th in Kirkland. Registration at foster.washington.edu/TMMBA.
A little later in 1947, I think these were done in October, also for RCA Victor, Louis Armstrong decided to take his big band and carve it down into a few players. Economic situation, the big band era was pretty much over. Not in some cases, because in the early 50s, the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra was about 18, 19 people. They were existing for a few years. But the smaller bands worked better. Jack Teagarden, he chose to play trombone. Barney Bigard, clarinet. Dick Carey, to play the piano. Arvel Shaw on bass, and the great Sid Catlett on drums. We will hear A Song Was Born, done for the movie of that title. Danny Kaye's in it. Benny Goodman's in it. You might check it out sometime. Gene DePaul wrote the music, and Don Ray, the lyric. Then, an interesting composition called Before Long, written by the drummer here, Sid Catlett, and lyric by Carl Sigman. Here's Jack Teagarden, Louis Armstrong, October 1947.
Jackson, what's that you're playing, Pops?
Well, you know, it's very interesting how a song is born.
Can't you kind of jazz it up a little?
They took the tune and the words right from the mockingbirds. And that's how a song was born. And then a soft evening breeze hummed through the willow trees. And that's how a song was born. A tingling rain from the sky became a lullaby, and the blues must have come from a sigh. When two hearts beat in time, old bluebells began to chime, and that's how a song was born.
That's a good deal, Jackson. I guess how jazz was born. They took a great jungle beat, brought it to Basin Street. That's how jazz was born. And then someone played a whale all up and down the scale. And that's how jazz was born. They simply played what they liked, as long as it would fit. If it just had a beat, that was it. And then a horn gave a scream, they took it as a theme, and I. Thank you. time can be. Before long, this love we know will bloom and grow. No coaxing to get used to you, at least as I recall, and you will be so accustomed to me in almost no time at all. Before long, you long for me, and I will long for you.
Armstrong All Stars, 1947, October, for RCA Victor. Louis playing trumpet and singing. Jack Teagarden, trombone. Barnaby Guard, clarinet. Dick Carey on piano. Arvel Shaw, bass. Sid Catlett on the drums. A Song Was Born, Gene DePaul and Don Ray. And Before Long, A Beauty, written by drummer Sid Catlett with words by Carl Sigman. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to present this material to you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
AquaQuip, family-owned and celebrating 50 years in the Northwest, with an anniversary event going on now that includes in-ground and above-ground pools, barbecues, accessories, and more. With 9 Puget Sound locations. Information and locations at aquaquip.com.
Nick Travis playing his trumpet in the quintet, led by Zoot Sims. Zoot playing alto and then tenor. George Handy at the piano and doing the arrangements. Wilbur Ware, string bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. What'd they do? Osmosis by O.C. Johnson. That's two compositions in a row by drummers. That doesn't mean that they can't write music, of course, but it's rare to find that. Taking a Chance on Love by Vernon Duke. Riverside Records, 1956. Now, Nick Travis is with another tenor saxophonist by the name of Al Cohn, 1953. Two compositions by Cohn, I'm Telling You, and That's What You Think. Travis trumpet, Cohn tenor, Horace Silver at the piano, Curly Russell playing the bass, and Max Roach on the drums. The Alcone Quintet, 1953 for Savoy Records. Nick Travis, trumpet, Alcone, tenor saxophone, Horace Silver, piano, Curly Russell, bass, Max Roach, playing the drums. Two compositions and arrangements by Alcone. I'm telling you, and that's what you think. Nick Travis, his trumpet with Alcone, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Comcast, reminding listeners that as of June 12th, all TV stations are now only available in digital format. Without a digital converter, digital TV, or cable, viewers cannot get any signal. More information on how to get channels back at comcast.com/DTV.
I'd like to go out in the program today with Butch Thompson, who's going to play solo piano for you. Thank you. From 1989, Butch Thompson playing solo piano for you. Working Man Blues by Joe Oliver. Chicago Breakdown by Jelly Roll Morton. And Someday Sweetheart by John and Benjamin Spikes. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks, Ken. Another great afternoon of jazz. All Blues on the way next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, June 14th. Each new advance in technology brings a lot of quick converts and a few stubborn folks who prefer to stick with the old ways. An example of the latter was Polish astronomer Johannes Hevelius. In the late 17th century, he compiled the last major star catalog that was made without the aid of a telescope. One of the constellations in his catalog was Sextans, the sextant. The faint constellation is low in the west this evening. Hevelius watched the stars from a platform atop his house. During his prime sky-watching years, just about every other astronomer was using a telescope. But Hevelius stuck with older instruments, like a quadrant and a sextant.